When discussing the properties of a number, we're referring to what the number does or what mathematical results we get when we operate with this type of number. Remember, a mathematical operation refers to any kind of change or function made to the number, such as adding or subtracting or multiplying or dividing by, squaring or raising the number to another power, finding a root of a number, and so on. Let's take a look at some of those properties of irrational numbers. The first important property to consider for irrational numbers is that when expressed in their numerical form, they will result in a non-terminating, non-recurring decimal number. The examples of pi, the square root of 2, the golden ratio, and e, or the natural logarithm, are all examples that have been discussed earlier. When pi is simplified, we take the circumference of any circle and divide it by the diameter, and we always end up with circumference over the diameter equals 3.141592, so on, which is a non-terminating and non-recurring decimal. When the square root of 2 is simplified into a numerical form, we get 1.41421135, and so on, which is also non-terminating and non-recurring. When the golden ratio is simplified from its formulaic representation, which is 1 plus the square root of 5 over 2, we get 1.680339 and so on, which is a non-terminating and non-recurring decimal. Note that this was inevitable since the term the square root of 5 in the numerator of the golden ratio is itself irrational. When e is simplified from its representation of 1 plus 1 over n, to the power of n for any number value of n, we get a non-terminating, non-recurring decimal number that approximates 2.7182818 and so on. In fact, the larger the value of n, the closer the result of Euler's formula to the real value of e.